He's Alex Stone is in L.A.
President Trump told reporters that he talked to Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday and told him he's doing a bad job. Newsom's office tells ABC News the president did not call the governor yesterday. Newsom on social media saying he did not get a phone call from the president or even a voicemail from him.
In London, high-level talks will continue between the U.S. and China with renewed hopes that a trade deal can be reached. It comes as the World Bank is out with its forecast, saying President Trump's tariffs are expected to slow economic growth this year in the U.S. and around the globe. Severe storms leaving a trail of destruction in the south and northeast with heavy winds, tornadoes, and even flooding. This is ABC News. Two of 10 inmates who escaped a New Orleans jail nearly 3 weeks ago are still on the run. Eight others were recaptured. U.S. Marshals arrested the girlfriend of one of the fugitives, Derek Groves. She's been charged with helping them escape.
This is Jim Ryan. Twice since the May 16th escape of 10 inmates, one of them, Antoine Massey, appears to have posted to Instagram.
Massey appears to be emboldened, almost taunting law enforcement.
Melanie Talia heads the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation. As for Massey's fellow fugitive,
Derek Groves has been very quiet and is flying under the radar.
The reward for information about either escapee has grown to $25,000. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Activist Greta Thunberg deported from Israel. She was detained yesterday after IDF intercepted an aid boat headed for Gaza. She had a stopover in Paris and told reporters the aid group hoped to deliver relief supplies. Israel has enforced a sea blockade on Gaza for 18 years. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Look for mostly clear conditions tonight with a low of 60, partly sunny and summer-like tomorrow with a high of 84, and showers and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night with a low of 58. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and hazy out there. The winds are out of the east-northeast at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 75 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Public Health Sauk County invites community members to partner in tackling the top 3 health priorities identified in the 2024 Community Health Assessment: housing, mental health, and substance use. Together, through the Community Health Improvement Plan, the department and community members will work on meaningful strategies to create a healthier, stronger Sauk County. These priorities, chosen by Sauk County residents through a countywide survey, will focus local health efforts for the next 3 years. In response, Public Health Sauk County is inviting people from across the community to join local coalitions to make progress in each of these areas. Community members can get involved by joining one of the following action teams. Sauk County Housing Action Team seeks to increase housing availability by supporting local leaders. The team offers free technical assistance, housing assessments, and more. Prevent Suicide Sauk County focuses on reducing suicide attempts and deaths through education and promoting safe firearm storage for those in crisis. Partnership for Prevention reduces youth use of alcohol and tobacco or vapes, as well as prescription drug misuse by decreasing the availability of these drugs. and Support People and Empower Recovery, or SUPER, hosts monthly social events and collaborates with the Wishope Recovery Community Center to support people in recovery. To learn more or to get involved, contact Jody Molitor at jody.molitor@saucountywi.gov or call 608-355-4315. SSM Health is proud to announce and celebrate the accomplishments of three outstanding team members who graduated from the Sauk County Institute of Leadership Program on May 20th. Dr. Sherilyn Munnicki serves at the Wisconsin Dells Clinic, specializing in family medicine and geriatric medicine. Blair Murphy, the lead CT technologist at St. Clair Hospital Baraboo, and Carrie Kincaid, the inpatient nursing manager at St. Clair Hospital Baraboo, dedicated 9 months of intense learning to the program, which focuses on leaders' personal and professional development in service of Sauk County organizations. The Sauk County Institute of Leadership is dedicated to bringing together emerging leaders from various community segments through a program designed to empower, engage, and equip them to make a positive difference in Sauk County. The program aims to develop dynamic leadership skills that translate into county work, business growth, and community development. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is warning residents of a slight increase in tick activity so far this year. Officials cited a few reasons for the increase, including a growing tick population over recent years, improved reporting of tick-related illnesses, and residents spending more time outdoors overall. They're also warning about the increased prevalence of deer ticks, with nearly 6,400 cases of Lyme disease reported in 2023. Residents should be on the lookout for signs of ticks when outdoors and take precautions like wearing long pants and sleeves. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany is calling on the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to prioritize overall power production and not to close coal-fired plants. In a letter to the commission, Congressman Tiffany said keeping all the state's current power plants online and opening new power facilities is critical to maintaining the state's manufacturing industry. He's calling for the use of all power supply sources, including natural gas, coal, and nuclear power. He also claimed wind and solar energy production can't keep up with the state's needs. Public News Service reports Southwest Wisconsin has seen an increase in clean energy. Those in favor say these large-scale renewable projects are economically beneficial for the community. Around 10% of electricity in Wisconsin comes from renewable sources. These include biofuels, wind, and solar. Roughly 6,500 people work in the industry, which invest $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Critics argue renewable energy replaces some of the state's agricultural uses. Those in favor claim less than 2% of Wisconsin's ag land is needed to reach the state's clean energy goals. Governor Evers announces a tourism hat trick in Wisconsin with the third record-breaking year in a row. Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers said the state's tourism industry brought in a record-high $25.8 billion in total economic impact in 2024. This surpassed the previous year's record of $25 billion. This year's tourism hat trick includes a record-breaking amount of state and local revenue, a record-breaking 114.4 million visitors, and a record-high economic impact for tourism. The industry grew 2.2% from last year, supporting 182,000 part-time and full-time jobs across sectors in 2024. The Trump administration argues that charges should not be dropped against a Wisconsin judge indicted for allegedly helping a man who is in the country evade U.S. immigration agents seeking to arrest him in her courthouse. Attorneys for the U.S. Department of Justice urged a federal judge on Monday to reject a motion filed by Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan seeking to dismiss the charges against her. Justice Department attorneys say dropping the charges would be unprecedented and allow judges to be above the law. A grand jury indicted Dugan on May 13th, and she pleaded not guilty ahead of a scheduled July 21st trial. A motion hearing in the Chippewa Falls Lily Peters homicide has been rescheduled. The Chippewa County judge in the case had an illness necessitating the Monday hearing be rescheduled for a later date. That comes just days after the court ruled to seal records on behalf of a 17-year-old defendant, Carson Petersberger. Court documents show Judge Stephen Gibbs granted a motion to seal the transcript of the investigator's interview recording with Petersberger, as well as a flash drive containing a video of the interview. Only attorneys and the defendant can have access. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals previously ruled that Petersberger will be tried in adult court. He was 15 when 10-year-old Lily Peters was killed in April 2022. June is Dairy Month in the United States, a time dedicated to honoring the contributions of the dairy industry and the hardworking individuals behind it. Locally, excitement is growing across Crawford County as several community events are planned to mark the occasion. The month-long celebration shines a spotlight on dairy farmers and others involved in the production and distribution of dairy products. It also promotes the nutritional value of dairy and encourages families to enjoy milk, cheese, and other dairy items as part of a healthy lifestyle. Locally, the annual June Dairy Day celebration in Soldiers Grove will return on Father's Day weekend, offering a blend of family-friendly entertainment, food, and recognition for the dairy community. A major feature of this year's festivities will be the first-ever Crawford County Coronation Banquet, set for Monday, June 16th at the Eastman United Methodist Fellowship Hall. This new event will honor incoming royalty, including the county's Fairest of the Fair, Junior Fairest of the Fair, Dairy Princess, and Little Miss Squirt. The evening will begin at 6 with a cheese and cracker social and a chance to meet the contestants. Displays highlighting the past year of the outgoing royalty will also be available. A homemade dinner prepared by the Eastman United Methodist Church will follow at 7, along with remarks from a guest speaker currently holding a statewide pageant title. Crawford County's celebration of National Dairy Month is shaping up to be both festive and meaningful, showcasing community pride and continued support for the dairy industry. Walk with Grace teams are reminded that the t-shirt order forms are due today. Order forms, along with any new artwork that is needed for this year, should be dropped off at the Grace office by 6 tonight. If you are using the same artwork as in years past, you can just check that line on the bottom of the form. Note that there is a $2 additional charge for each 2XL, 3XL, or 4XL shirt that is ordered. The Grace office will be open today from now until 6. The office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Also, if you still owe the registration fee, please drop that off as well or make other arrangements as to when and how that is being paid. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa is now open. After being closed on May 17th, the Iowa Department of Transportation said the 94-year-old Lansing Bridge was open as of 10 Monday morning. The bridge, also known as the Black Hawk Bridge, was closed when a shift in one of the 94-year-old bridge's foundational piers was detected, prompting the May 17th closure. In an update on Monday, Iowa DOT officials said after inspection and engineering review, the bridge is safe to cross.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74, of Gays Mills, died Saturday at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Seneca, followed by a graveside service at Dixon Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasatag Funeral Home in Gays Mills Friday from 4 to 7, with the rosary beginning at 4. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74, of Gays Mills. Judith Winsor, 86, of Gays Mills, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Maple Ridge Bible Church or the Crescent Lake Bible Camp. The Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family of Judith Winsor, 86, of Gays Mills. David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center, died January 16th at home. Burial with military rites will be held Saturday at 1 in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Rogersville Humane Society or to American Legion Post 21 in Rogersville, Tennessee. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Broker, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held Saturday at 2 at the Willow Valley Cemetery in Richland County. Memorial donations may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Broker, 93, of La Crosse.
Progressive knows owning a home can be hard, but not always. Like when you're relaxing on your patio, enjoying a nice quiet evening. So quiet. Except for the sound of the neighbor's party. Which you said you'd go to if you weren't busy. And your quiet night on the patio, that's not exactly busy, is it? Maybe you should just stay inside. At least Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance is the easiest part of owning a home. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we've got a high-pressure system to the south of us, down in Missouri, kind of trying to nudge its way into Illinois, which, of course, is starting to slowly clear our clouds. With more clear skies overnight tonight, we are looking at temperatures falling from the mid-70s down to about lows of 60 degrees. Winds will be calm and out of the south. Then tomorrow, partial sunshine and summer-like. Warmer weather starts to surge in. Highs should reach the mid-80s. Then, showers and thunderstorms are likely at night. This, of course, is a cold front slams into the area, sparking those up. They look to continue through the overnight and even into our Thursday and Friday as well. It'll take our temperatures down to the mid-70s on Thursday, partly cloudy with occasional showers possible. And then for Friday, mixed skies, more rain chances, likely by the afternoon. Highs still stuck to the mid, maybe upper 70s. And on Saturday, definitely mid-70s. Spotty sprinkles still possible early, and clouds slowly clearing throughout the afternoon. So yes, more sunshine as we move into the weekend. By the afternoon, highs will be in the mid-70s, we'll stay clear at night, it'll be more mild on Sunday with mixed skies, highs flirting with 80. So honestly, a really good weekend. Maybe just the little sprinkles Saturday morning, otherwise dry and comfortable where we should be. Then by Monday, the humidity starts to seep in, and so do the temperatures climb. They're going to be in about the low to mid-80s. So paired with the humidity, it's going to be feeling very summer-like, and thunderstorms are likely. Now, of course, the humidity acting as fuel paired with that heat, we do have a chance for them to be strong to severe. So heads up, Monday afternoon and Monday evening. Because we have a warm front lifting through, and the low pressure itself moving in behind it. But until then, I hope you enjoy your evening tonight, the rest of this week. You're going to have a wonderful weekend, then we'll deal with the storms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and hazy with a temperature of 76 degrees, which is our current daytime high, and our morning low is 49. Yesterday's high was 66, and we received a trace of precipitation. Record high set back in 1976 and also tied in 2021 is the temperature of 93 degrees, and the record low of 37 was set back in 1990. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 51. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:41 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:21. Winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.01, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 76 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. There is WIAA High School Sectional Semifinal Baseball Tournament action going on, and actually it's semifinal and final tournament action going on, with the winners going to state. Bosco Bell and Highland played in the Blair Taylor Tournament, which was heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. With more, here's Phil Nee.
At the Blair Taylor WIAA sectional today, Pittsville was a winner in the early game, 2-1 over Blair Taylor. They advanced to the sectional final. In the other semifinal, it was Highland getting a win by a score of 9-2 over the Boscobel Bulldogs. 9 runs and 8 hits for the Cardinals. They scored at least 1 run in every inning of the 6 innings they were at bat. 3-for-4 for Jack Carroll in that game, leading the way, and 2-for-3 for Landis Newberry. With a double as well. Boscobel saw its season end at 13-13 after a great run to the WIAA state tournament. They had hits in that game from Tyler Miller, along with Jaron Wiyaki and Landon Hazley, along with Austin Wayne. But it wasn't enough, as Highland advanced after a 9-2 victory into the final game here at Blair Taylor. And in that game, Pittsville proved to be too much. They scored 5 runs right out of the gate in the first inning, 7 runs in the third inning to put it out of reach. The Cardinals would score a run in the fourth and 2 in the 5th, and they had runners at second and third, but couldn't get another run across to keep the game alive. And Pittsville advances. They improve to 22-7 in their regular season and now in the postseason, and they'll play at Appleton next week. Highland Cardinals end at 15-13. Good effort. Davis Tirota started the final game. John Dreschmeyer came on in relief. And for the Cardinals, a 1-for-3 performance for Bennett Smith with an RBI double. John Dreschmeyer scores 2 in the championship game for Pittsville, a 2-run home run for Logan Zickert. 2-for-2 for Brady Withers as well, with 2 RBI and a double and 2 RBI for number 9 hitter Jameson Krieger. Pittsville advances, Highland goes home, but they accomplished a lot, getting a regional championship. Congratulations to the Boscobel Bulldogs on their regional championship as well. Both teams from Southwest Wisconsin see their season end here at Blair Taylor High School. Reporting for WRCO Radio Sports, I am Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. In other tournament action taking place today that featured local teams in Division 4 at the Oakfield Village Park. In the semifinals, Johnson Creek beat Belmont by a score of 8-4, and Elkhart Lake Glenbula beat Reedsville 8-2. So in the finals in that tournament, it is Johnson Creek facing Elkhart Lake Glenbula, and there is no final for that game. Also, Division 3 at Osseo Merchants Park in semifinal action. Fenimore beat Cuba City 1-0, and Westby beat Mondovi 2-0. So it's two local teams, Fenimore, or two area teams, I should say. Fenimore and Westby are facing each other in the finals to go on to state, and there is no score reported on that game as well. In Division 2 at Wisconsin Dells in the semifinals, Reedsburg beat Lodi 7-1, and Turner shut out Edgerton 7-0. So in the finals, with no score yet, and with the winners going on to state, Reedsburg is facing Turner. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please call our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
The Atlanta Braves ended a 7-game losing streak with a 7-1 win yesterday evening at Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Chris Sale struck out 11 Brewers and gave up just one run over 7 innings. Atlanta pounded 3 home runs in the one-sided contest. Milwaukee's only run came in the third when Joey Ortiz doubled, then was knocked in by William Contreras, who singled with 2 outs. The Brewers will try to even the series behind Quinn Priester tonight. First pitch for that contest will be at 6:40, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at 6:05. The Packers have decided talent isn't enough if a player can't stay on the field. The team released often injured star cornerback Jaire Alexander yesterday. Front office praised Alexander, calling him one of the premier players in the NFL. Injuries caused him to miss 20 of 34 games over the last 2 seasons. Sports Illustrated reports the move gives Green Bay more than $17 million in cap space for this season. Former Bucks coach Don Nelson has been honored by the National Basketball Coaches Association. Nelson received the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award at Sunday's NBA Finals contest between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. Nelson is 85 years old. Yahoo Sports reports that when he retired in 2010, he was the league's all-time winningest coach with 1,335 victories, and 540 of those were in Milwaukee. The Bucks won 7 straight division titles under his leadership, playing in the Eastern Conference Finals 3 times. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Last month marked the opening of the 16th season of the Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand. And the good news is, the Animal House will be open again next week. So mark your calendars now for Thursday and Friday, June 19th and 20th, when OMHS will once again be selling its delicious Chicago dogs, Wisconsin brats, and Polish sausages from 10 until 2. Just look for the bright red Animal House food trailer near the Richland Center Community Center parking lot and check out the other dates the Animal House will be open this year. You can find that information on the OMHS website at omhumanesociety.org. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
And I have another sports note to pass along that I forgot to mention. After another week of wet weather, Church League softball teams will try to compete a second week with tonight's games. On the East Diamond tonight, it will be Richland Baptist Temple 1 versus Knights of Columbus, and that's at 7 p.m. Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire at 8:15. It will be Free Methodist versus Boscobel Assembly of God. Baptist Temple 1 will umpire, and that's at 8:15, as I mentioned. And on the West Diamond at 7, it will be Grace Community versus Church of the Nazarene. St. Mary's will umpire, and at 8:15, St. Mary's versus the Mission, Grace Community will umpire. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will have a bye.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
The newest evolution of Farmall elevates performance, comfort, and styling. To continue the legacy of this legendary tractor, the new Farmall Medium Utility C-Series features four models that combine power and technology for use on the farm and in the field. Field ops connectivity enables geolocation and remote monitoring of machine functions, while a heavy-duty front axle, increased hydraulic flow, and more rear lift capacity provide the power to handle more work with ease. Case IH, built by farmers. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more about the all-new Farmall C.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were mixed Tuesday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed. The USDA's national crop rating was up on the week. Planting is nearly over, and development weather generally looks good. Beans are also waiting for any news out of this round of trade talks with China. July beans were 1¾ higher at 10.57¾. August was up 1¾ at 10.49½. July soybean meal is up 40 cents at $2.95.90. July soybean oil is 41 points higher at $47.79. Corn was mixed. The corn rating saw an improvement with generally favorable development conditions in much of the region. The second crop corn harvest in Brazil is underway, but that is slower than average right now. July corn was up 5 1/4 at 438 3/4. September was up 3 1/4 at 425 1/2. And wheat was down, seeing at least some pressure from the higher trade in the dollar index during the session. The USDA's spring and winter wheat ratings were above a week ago. Estimates for Russia's crop are rising despite dry weather in some of their key growing areas. July Chicago was 7 1/2 lower at 534 1/2. July Kansas City was down 10 1/4 at 527 1/4. July Minneapolis wheat on Tuesday was 9 1/4 lower at 613 1/4. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were higher, watching direct cash cattle business develop. Box beef was higher at midday. August live was down $1.05 at 218.20. October was 22 lower at 215.65. After that, they did firm up. August feeders were $1.50 higher at 313.15. September was up 205 at 312.75. And hogs were mixed, mostly lower, adjusting spreads and monitoring demand. July lean was a dollar higher at 108.20. The August contract was 30 cents lower at 109.80. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the Whitetail Woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post 9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
As a light round of direct cattle business reported in Texas Tuesday, live deals marked at $235, $5 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. A few bids did surface in Kansas at $235 live. Look for additional trade to take place over the balance of the week. Box beef closed sharply higher and higher with strong demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $4.51 at $371.76. Select closed 91 cents higher at $359.84. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head, down 2,000 on the weekend, down more than 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a big negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 262 with a weighted average of 105.84. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.85 higher with a weighted average of 106.18. Pork values closed higher, up 59 cents at $110.88. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo and Timsek Auction Realty. With sale results and upcoming events, we had a smaller sale last week. Large squares topped at $210 a ton and large rounds at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Neon signs, toy tractors, boats, mower, tools, and much more. Online only auction ending June 11th at 6 p.m. Soft close. If you have any machinery or implement you're looking to sell for our next auction, give us a call. 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsekauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber today. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Stephen Vaden as the Deputy Ag Secretary at USDA. Vaden is a former judge of the U.S. Court of International Trade. He also served as the General Counsel for the USDA during the first Trump administration. Vaden grew up on a Tennessee farm. More news up next on Brownfield.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Dog.
cat. Aww. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org.
World screwworm remains a serious concern for cattle producers in the southern part of the U.S. Charlie Martinez is an ag economist at the University of Tennessee, and his family also raises cattle in South Texas. He tells Brownfield the threat of the pest entering the U.S. is changing how producers operate.
We're going to start looking at the cattle more often. Are there other ways? What other medications can we provide to an animal that can be preventative? But there's also a cost associated with that.
The market news manager for Missouri Department of Agriculture says the current strength in the coal cow market provides opportunities for producers. Tony Hancock tells Brownfield,
you've got some of those cows that you've kept around. The value of those is incredible. Yes, you're going to pay a fair amount for some replacement younger heifers, but when you can sell these call cows for easily $2,000 plus, that gives you a lot of opportunity to invest in some younger genetics.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Many dairy producers have found a new revenue stream breeding some cows to beef bulls, either raising the beef animal or selling it. Researchers have been looking into how these calves are fed and how that impacts rumen abscess development and overall rumen health. One study was done at Iowa State University in Extension, and we'll hear from Beef Center Director Denise Schwab next on today's Managing for Profit.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Schwab says their beef on dairy feeding study was looking for both average gain and overall rumen health.
So our project was kind of designed to look at how early life nutrition impacts the performance on the animal through the feed yard, as well as carcass merit and liver abscess. We wanted to see if we could keep them healthier through the feeding period to reduce liver abscesses. So we looked at both a low starch and a high starch pellet in the nursery, so the first 60 days of life. And then we transferred them to our beef nutrition farm and put them either on that same pellet, a high starch pellet, or we put them on a TMR. And we didn't see a whole lot of difference really through the early stage of life or up until that post 60 days post weaning. At that point, we did see some differences in ending weight. As we moved them to our beef nutrition farm, we put them in a feeding system so we could track individual feed. And I think those calves that went from a pellet to the TMR just had a little more challenge getting enough intake, learning the differences with the different feeding system, the different feed type. In the long run, not a whole lot of difference there. Where we did see a difference, though, was in that later finishing period, not so much in terms of average daily gain across the board, but we saw a little bit different growth curve on those calves that were on a low starch pellet and then went to a TMR. They didn't do as well in that 60-day receiving period, but then they took off and they were still gaining very well at the time we harvested them. 1,450 pound live weight is where we harvested them. But the calves that were on a low starch TMR were still gaining at a higher rate than the other calves at the time we harvested them. Those guys that were on a low starch TMR ration, they were down around 5% rumen abscesses. Again, those calves with a low starch TMR, their gut just appeared to be healthier. We had fewer rumen condemnations and much fewer liver abscesses on those guys. Obviously, we need to do this again with more cattle to really see if that growth curve is true and probably look at some differences in terms of that transition from the dairy barn, from the calf starter stage to that receiving ration stage and see what differences we can see there.
That's Denise Schwab, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brown Field.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
She loves her mama, don't do drama, heart of gold, salt of the earth. Holds her whiskey, knows her Whitley, talking old school every word. She's an angel like if LA was a town in Tennessee, and she'd be mine except for just one little thing. She hates me, my hair, my truck, my dog, my music makes her crazy. She done been there, done that, ain't coming back. No maybes, all one day we'd be on some acres raising babies. She should be falling, only problem is she hates me. Of all the things she told her friends, I thought we hit it off until she called to say, don't call again. I'd have bet that we were headed for a set of wedding bands. There's just one little hiccup in my plans. She hates me, my hair, my truck, my dog, my music makes her crazy. She done been there, done that, ain't coming back. No maybes, thought one day we'd be on some acres raising babies. She should be falling, only problem is she hates me.
Dierks Bentley with She Hates Me on Country and Community WRCO. Good evening, everyone. My name is Tim Thied. I'll be here until 8 o'clock this evening bringing you some great music information as well. And right now, our current temperature is 75 degrees. According to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, our time is 5:47. Boy, I'm behind on time. 5:47 is our time right now. Hoping you're having a great Tuesday. Hope you, if you got to listen, hopefully enjoyed the playoff tournament competition that was going on earlier for high school baseball. And as you heard earlier, Highland played Boscobel as far as local teams in the first game that we broadcasted, and Highland beat Boscobel in the sectional semifinals by a score of 9-2. And then in the finals, Boscobel went up against Pittsville, who beat Blair Taylor earlier, and that was actually on Blair Taylor's home turf. And anyways, Pittsville came away with the victory on that one, 13-3 in five innings. So apparently Pittsville is a really good team. They are a number one seed, so it'll be interesting to see what happens in state competition, where all the winners from all the semifinals, sectional semifinals and finals advances on today. And there were some other local teams that played, but I didn't have the scores for our sports report. So I will go ahead and if I get those scores, I will definitely pass them along to each and every one of you. And just wanted to let you know that you still have a little bit of time to stop by the Grace office. Just wanted to let you know that all Grace team captains are reminded that t-shirt orders are due today. Orders may be dropped off at the Grace office until 6 o'clock. Also, the Friends of Blue Rivers Farmers Market will be held the 2nd and 4th Tuesday of the month, which means that's being held today, and that's through September. And the time of the market, it goes until 6:30 today. Otherwise, it's 4 to 6:30 every other week. And that's held at the Blue River Park on the west side. For more information, contact Kitty Bortz at 608-571-7178. And then also, the Boaz Village Board is meeting tonight at 6 at the Boaz Community Building. The event agenda, I should say, may be accessed 48 hours before the meeting at boazwi.gov/meetings.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Every week, the Richland Area Farmers Market brings fresh, local flavor to the corner of Orange and Court Streets, right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. From 1:30 to 5:30 or 6 o'clock p.m., depending on vendor availability, shoppers can enjoy a wide selection of high-quality foods and fresh flowers in a welcoming, grassy space. Food share, EBT, SNAP, and Quest cards are always welcome. And thanks to a grant from the Richland County Medical Society, bonus bucks are back every week. That's right, double your benefits up to $10 just by stopping at the information table. Kids ages 4 to 17 can also enjoy the Youth Food Token Program, sponsored by the Rotary Club of Richland County. And don't forget, bring your boomerang bags to earn a special coupon, thanks to a grant from Compeer Financial. Wisconsin strawberries, rhubarb, salad greens, baked goods, jams, meats to order, mushrooms, honey, maple syrup, and more are waiting for you. And so is George, the market's hidden mascot. Last week, he was nestled in a basket of rhubarb. Visit RichlandAreaFarmersMarket.org for updates, vendor info, and photos from the market, dating all the way back to 2012.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
100.9 WRCO.
Friday night, hot spot sign in the parking lot, free beer, ribs, ham, all about a big jam. Paid a double cover, then we walked inside. Betty Lou started laughing, said, look at them guys. Violin, keys, drum, saxophone, some long-haired singer singing, looking half stone. Sign outside said, country band, but the fiddle's out of tune and they ain't got a telly man.
Bartender said, see the man pounding on the keys from a hazard. I'm told that he taught Jerry Lee. Heard his sister was married to Irving Berlin. Plays anything from chopsticks to Chopin. Said, I don't care if he wears cashmere, got a wig on his head and is deaf in one ear, or if he goes by the name of Ludwig Van. If the fiddle's out of tune and they ain't got a telly man. Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Willie and a Waylon.
Ain't none of them songs ever would have got a hand if it weren't for a finger lick a chicken picky telly man. Finger-licking, chicken-picking, telling man. At 2 a.m. they were breaking it down when I heard a singer say, hey, how did it sound? Don't you come around picking these bars again till you tune that fiddle and you get yourself a telling man. Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Willie and a Waylon. Johnny Cash, Jerry, Patsy and the Possum. Lick a chicken, pick a telly man. Tick-tock, clip-flop, string pulling telly man. Bender, old fender, kick it off, telly man.
One, two, three, four.
Rebels and rules.
will till the money runs out. They'll take any wrong direction. It's in their blood, you know. And all roads lead to another road for renegades, rebels, and rogues.
The AP News is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A fifth day of protests in Los Angeles over federal immigration raids, along with President Trump's decision to send more federal troops to help quell violence. At the White House earlier, the president defending the deployment.
If we didn't send in the National Guard quickly, right now, Los Angeles would be burning to the ground.
LA's mayor condemning the violence, but says local police have not requested more help. Here's Karen Bass.
The unrest that has happened are a few blocks within the downtown area. It is not all of downtown, and it is not all of the city.
California's governor now asking a federal judge to stop the troop deployment. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. terminated all members of the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee yesterday. He tells ABC News now that the